Is there someone in your life who's a prodigal? Maybe you've been praying for them. In fact, it could be you're the prodigal. That's our topic tonight with Dr. Rex Rogers of Sat 7 on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. And this is a topic that we dealt with some time ago with Dr. Rex Rogers. He is the president of Sat7, former president of Cornerstone University, author of a number of books, including Christian Liberty, Living for God in a Changing Culture, and Gambling, Don't Bet on It. Those books are available on Amazon. And Rex, it's great to have you back. And we had such a great response to this topic, we decided to tackle it again.
Thanks, Don. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I am as well. And maybe you tried to call in last week and didn't get a chance to get through to us. Maybe there's a prodigal in your life that you've been praying for, you'd like us to pray for. You'd like our listening family, a team of prayer warriors across America, to pray about this. Give us a call at 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433, and we would just love to hear from you tonight. And now, the thesis of our program is that everyone, to some degree, has either been a prodigal or is a prodigal son or a daughter. And everyone knows a prodigal son or daughter. So this is based on a parable, Rex, that Jesus gave. Set the scene for us. In fact, it was, I believe, one of three parables.
That's true. In Luke 15, in the Gospels and New Testament, there are three parables recorded. One's about the lost sheep, one's about a lost coin, and then finally the prodigal son. Sometimes they're called the redemption parables because they're all about, or to illustrate the fact that it's possible to drift completely away from the Lord and then to repent, to come back, and how God responds. So the prodigal son in particular is probably pretty well known even among the general public, at least in the basics of that story, because it's something that happens in almost every family.
Very familiar story Jesus told about a prodigal son. And to some degree, Rex, as we look at the passage in Luke 15, verses 11 through 32, it seems the father is really the hero of this parable, wouldn't you say?
Well, the father represents, Bible scholars tell us, and I think that's what Jesus meant, represents the Heavenly Father. And he is the one who is compassionate. He's the one who responds to his son's kind of odd request to have all of his inheritance well before his time, and knowing that young people can make mistakes, but he allows him to make that choice and gives him his inheritance. And then later in the story, when everything has hit rock bottom, the father rejoices over the return of the prodigal son.
In fact, it's amazing, Rex. I recall reading that very few places in the Bible do you find an older man, the father of an adult son, running to meet his son. And for someone in that culture to run to meet his son was remarkable. And of course, the key verse, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." That's in Luke 15:24. Maybe tonight we're talking with someone who, you are a prodigal. You've been running from the Lord. You've been away from God. Maybe you've trusted Christ and just gotten way out of fellowship, or maybe you've never come to the Savior. We'd love to talk with you about that tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Dr. Rex Rogers with me on the program tonight. He is the president of Sat7. You can find out a great deal about that ministry and become a partner with them in reaching the Middle East and North Africa with the gospel. The web address is sat7usa.org. We'll be back.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, "Teach truth, love well."
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
Tonight, our topic is prodigals and those who love them and pray for them. I'm Don Hawkins. Toll-free number is 855-586-5433. And actually, technically, the title is The Glorious Parable of the Prodigal Son. And Rex, you came up with a reason for calling this parable a glorious parable. Remind us of why you did.
Well, I think it's the idea that there's no place you can go, you can't go far down enough that you're beyond the reach of the Holy Spirit of God. You can't get yourself out of God's ability to respond to you. And then consequently, there is always hope. And human beings can't live without hope. They can't exist. There's lots of stories and deep analysis of that. But this is spiritual hope of a changed life and being able to put us back on track, as we say, the straight and narrow, with God's blessings now, but also God's blessings in eternity.
Toll-free number is 855-586-5433. We would love to pray with you about the prodigal in your life, and certainly to pray with you if you are the prodigal who would like to come back to the Lord. Rex, what's the overall message you think Jesus was communicating in this specific parable?
Well, he'd been interacting with what's called the Pharisees, and these were religious leaders who were quite legalistic, quite strict, quite self-righteous, quite arrogant, and often unforgiving in their attitude toward others that couldn't measure up to their human understanding of spirituality. So Jesus illustrated what God looks at, and that he looks at the heart, and the fact that he loves every individual. And as I said a minute ago, there's nothing we can do that put us beyond the reach of the Spirit of God. There's only one unpardonable sin, and that's the ultimate rejection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So no matter what we've gotten ourselves into, we can come back to the Lord. If we repent, that's the key. We've got to come back. We've got to return like the young man did. And then God is able to respond and is willing and ready to respond. In fact, as you said, he runs toward us metaphorically in respect to the story.
Yeah, it's a great picture. Do you think it's too much to say everyone has either been or is a prodigal son or daughter?
I don't think that's a stretch. I mean, we know the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. We know that we're all born in sin. And the Old Testament says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother did conceive me." So along the way, I mean, I'm in my 70s. I've seen a little bit of life. I've seen people who have been prodigals. I've seen them come back to the Lord, seen them also walk away. And I know in my own life that I haven't always lived consistently with the Lord, and being able to come back and know his forgiveness and his love is the glorious part of that story.
And I think all of us, each of us, in fact, needs to admit that we have some prodigal things in our lives that we have dealt with and hopefully are dealing with, and seeking God's forgiveness and love and grace. And tonight, friend, if you'd like to talk with us about that, maybe you'd like us to pray for a prodigal in your life, that God would bring that son or daughter back to the Lord and back even into fellowship with you, give us a call at 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. We'll be back with Dr. Rex Rogers after this. Crossflix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
Crossflix has partnered with the Seal Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join Crossflix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
Crossflix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's sat7usa.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Good to have you with us, friend, on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Appreciate our team tonight, Rodney, Danny, and Riley. And I want to encourage you to pray for Brad and Nikki. Brad is the producer of that music you're listening to in the background. If you'd like to download some of that, go to Brad Smith Art in Google and find out what music he's produced. And want to encourage all of us tonight to be in prayer for a big part of our country dealing with some very severe storms, tornado outbreak on a scale 5 of 5 in terms of the intensity of these storms in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri. And Rex, I wonder if you would just lead us in prayer for our listening family and for others who are dealing with these storms.
Sure. Father God, we thank you that we can come before you in prayer, that you hear our prayers, and that you will answer according to your will. Father, we ask your protection and your blessing upon all those that are literally under the clouds of storms tonight and perhaps on and through tomorrow. Pray that you would protect human life and that you would keep people safe in a way, Lord, that they can understand that you have intervened. Father, we know we live in a fallen world. We know it's affected by sin. We know that storms and these kinds of things are all part of that. And yet the Holy Spirit is here and he's in charge. And you are a sovereign God, and we trust you in all things, and we look to you, Lord, and understand the beauty of the things that you send in our lives as well. It seems as adversity, and yet, Lord, you teach us through the storms of life, and we're grateful for that. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen and amen. And some of you under the gun right now, we are praying for you, and we'll all pray for each other. Rex, as I read this parable, there were two sons involved, and we refer to the one as the prodigal son, the other one as the elder brother. But I wonder if it would be accurate to say that there were really two prodigal sons in this parable.
Well, I guess you could say that. One left home and one didn't. But in terms of their heart, you nailed it. The older brother persona certainly does exist in our world. He's more judgmental. He was legalistic. He was holier than thou. He's kind of like the Pharisees.
Mm.
And he didn't like it that when his brother came home from having lost all of his inheritance, having lived riotously and recklessly, and he thought he should pay a price. And here's the father putting a robe on him and killing the fatted calf and celebrating, and he'd say, well, hey, I never got celebrated, and I've been here faithfully working all this time. Frankly, I sometimes think of myself as that older brother. I don't have a period in my life, praise God, where I went off the deep end and did something horrible and came back, but I certainly have sin in my life, and I certainly not lived consistently for the Lord. Sometimes you can get that attitude that's an improper one of self-righteousness. And so, yes, it speaks to all of us, not just the ones who have hit rock bottom and come back.
And Rex, sometimes people say, well, the son returned. Did the father reward bad behavior? And maybe this parable is teaching that sin doesn't have consequences. How would you address that?
Well, I think he did have consequences. I mean, first of all, he did indeed lose all of his inheritance, according to Scripture.
Yeah.
He suffered hunger. He suffered humiliation. We don't know how long he was gone, how many years this covers. Could have been many years. But he made the decision, though. He made a decision to return, to come back, and not only return, as he says, so to confess that he's unworthy, confess his sins. So he owned his decisions. It wasn't that he just came back and or that the father found him and everything's okay. We'll forget it all, you know, just forget the past. No, it had consequences. And he experienced them, but then he experienced the grace and mercy of God.
Yeah, the grace of God seems to play a preeminent role in this passage toward both boys in one sense. But it also teaches repentance is necessary for forgiveness. At least it seems that way, would you say?
Yeah, it had to be a decision. Say the young man had to make that decision to not only return, he made the effort, come back to God, come back to his father, but to confess where he did wrong and how he had wronged the father, and to own that and to commit that to the Lord. In this case, his father represents that. So the older brother, it's unclear, you know, whether he saw that and whether he responded properly. I mean, he got the right answer from the father that, hey, your son was dead and now he's returned. He's alive again. He's lost and he's found. And they're celebrating this unbelievable truth. And hopefully the older brother saw that and the Spirit of God worked in his heart and he confessed his own self-righteous, arrogant attitude. But we don't know that.
We're talking with Dr. Rex Rogers tonight on Encouragement Live. He is the president of Sat7. They're a great ministry reaching out through satellite television, internet connectivity with the Middle East and North Africa. People are coming to Christ in places like Iran and Afghanistan and some amazing places where you wouldn't think that. And you can learn more about that ministry and what they are doing and the impact they are having. And we would encourage you to go to their website, sat7usa.org. The letters SAT, the number 7, the letters USA.org. And Rex, occasionally you share some stories about how prodigals in the Middle East and North Africa come to the Lord.
Well, there's always, you know, we hear every week, every day, actually, we hear every day from listeners or viewers of our satellite programming, our television programming. And they're in all parts of the Middle East, 24 countries. Some of them are experiencing religious persecution. Some of them, not that, but it's their families are upside down. And of course, the dominant religion of the Middle East is not favorable toward Christianity and to those who want to espouse it. So we get calls for prayer. We get calls for concerns about lost loved ones, especially men, young men, or fathers. They don't know where they are. And sometimes we get stories, people calling in saying that they have seen or a vision or dreamed a dream. And I know there's different theologies about that. But what I find interesting about these comments about dreams and visions, they don't say, I saw Jesus and now I'm a Christian. Because we know you don't go to sleep a sinner committed to one religion and wake up a Christian just because you had a dream.
Right.
Again, has to be repentance. Has to be a change of heart.
Yeah.
But these dreams and visions they'll share with us guide them and prompt them to seek out Christian people, whether it's a secret church or please send me a Bible or a New Testament, what they call the Injil, or whether it is simply something they're responding to on Sat7 programming. So it's an amazing thing. We don't hear this on CNN or Fox or all, you know, they're not reporting religious news like that.
Right.
But boy, it's happening. God's at work in the Middle East.
If you'd like to find out more about it, visit sat7usa.org. The letter is S-A-T, the number 7usa.org. Commit yourself to pray for them as you are able. Give to them as God leads, and help partner in reaching this needy part of the world with the good news of Jesus Christ. We are taking phone calls tonight at 855-586-5433. Mark is in Tennessee tonight. Mark, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was calling because I have six kids, and, well, five of them are prodigals. I've got my three oldest. I've been praying for 20 years, and they still haven't come back to the Lord. So I'm just asking for prayers for my kids.
Boy, we certainly want to join you in praying for them, and we're praying for your safety and all those in Tennessee and the other states that we've mentioned. But, Rex, maybe you have some words of encouragement. I think of Luke 18:1, where Jesus spoke a parable that we should always pray and never give up. And it sounds, Rex, to me like Mark is always praying and never giving up on those five of six prodigals.
Well, I really appreciate, Mark, your faithfulness. And if no one else is, and maybe there are others praying too, but even if no one else is, they have a faithful father. And I guarantee you those kids know it, no matter how far adrift that they are or how much rejection or anger or whatever else is going on. But your faithfulness is exactly what Scripture tells us we should do. God is greater than our own lives, and even if you don't live to see all of them come back, the Lord is there. He continues to speak the truth in love. So I mentioned last time how many stories we've all heard of people standing up and saying, I was this, I was that, but my faithful mother, my grandmother, my pastor, my uncle, you know, a friend, that they just prayed faithfully. And we have that almost like a cliche, prayer changes things, but it does change things because behind it is the sovereign God of the universe. So I really commend you, a feel for you, to have five of six like that. And I hope the sixth one's praying too. But there will come a day where they'll acknowledge, they'll come back.
And we're going to pray with you right now. And by the way, Mark, let me just share with you, I've had two prodigals from different generations in my family that have come back to the Lord just in recent months and years, and it's been really an answer to prayer, a lot of years of prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for Mark. I pray for these five prodigals in his family life, and I ask you, Lord, to motivate him to continue to pray and not to give up. And I pray that you would bring people and circumstances into each of their lives that would turn their hearts back to you, just as that prodigal son in the pig pen realized that he would be far better off coming back to his father, and he did just that. And we pray this for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark, be safe. Thank you for calling us tonight. Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
God bless. Yes, sir. Count on them. And Rex, that is to me one of the key things in this whole business of prodigals is praying and the faithfulness of people who've prayed. And you and I have seen this happen in many lives where time passes and it seems like there's no answer, but then God brings about some kind of a breakthrough.
Well, that's it. We have a prodigal or two in our family, depending on how you want to count and what they're doing. And, I mentioned this before, but I think it's worth mentioning again that sometimes our kids or our grandchildren, they know what we believe. If you've lived the Christian life at all, they know what you believe. They know that they're unaligned with that or that you are grieving over their behavior and attitudes and what they're doing. So even if you can't talk to them and you don't want to preach at them, but you can pray.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have that phrase, well, at least we can pray. No, that's the first thing we should be doing.
Yeah.
And continuing. But the other part is that I've prayed, and I would recommend it to Mark or anybody else, and pray that the Lord will send somebody else into your son or daughter or grandchild or whoever's alive.
That's a great word, and we'll take a break on that note and be right back.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away: your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com and the link to webinars. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Fascinating discussion tonight with Dr. Rex Rogers, the president of SAT7. Their web address, sat7usa.org. Check that ministry out and see how they are proclaiming the gospel to people in the Middle East and North Africa. And that includes, Rex, some of the most traumatized areas of the world. I mean, some devastating things have been happening in Syria. And, of course, we all know what's been happening in Palestine.
Well, it is. We need to continue to pray because there are people suffering there. You mentioned Syria. We don't know how many Christians now are also under the gun. And not that we, in one sense, we care for everybody. You know, we don't want to pray just for the Christians.
Right.
But we are commanded to pray for the people of faith. And we don't know what the future is other than more violence and more turbulence in that area. So it seems like in the Middle East that, you know, you're just kind of winding down on one and you start another one, or before you even wind down, you got a new one that's overlapped. It's just that kind of area. And so, again, what can we do? We can share the truth. We can reach out to people. Individual lives can change, and God can work even in the adversity. And we can see change.
And our God is faithful in that context, and want to encourage you to pray and to check out the website, sat7usa.org. Learn more about what SAT7 is doing in the Middle East and North Africa, and especially in these areas, including Syria and the area of Gaza and all of those places. A lot of things happening there, but the gospel is penetrating, and even in places like Iran, the underground church there, amazing. sat7usa.org. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. We are talking about prodigals tonight, the glorious parable of the prodigal son. Billy is listening in Texarkana, Texas. And Billy, we're glad to hear from you. Are you on the Texas side or the Arkansas side?
We're on the Texas side, just barely.
Just barely. Well, good to hear from you, and be safe.
Well, thank you so much.
How can we help tonight?
Well, this is a subject very close to me, talking about the prodigal. I was one, and now I have several. I have two prodigal children. But when my parents divorced, years ago, and I became a prodigal son to my father. And the damage that was done, the words and everything, and you know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And after 5 or 6 years of being a prodigal to my father, God worked all that out. And after salvation, I had remarried, and my children from my previous marriage are now prodigal to me. So I know that. And to all those, like the previous caller that has prodigal children, continue to pray. Continue to pray. And I loved what your friend there in the station said. Just pray that others will minister to them.
You know, that is such an important point, Billy. And I think, Rex, to hear from somebody like Billy, who's been there, who's been a prodigal and knows what that feels like and knows what it feels like to come home to a loving Heavenly Father, a loving God, and yet still has children who are prodigals. You know, it's good that he knows that God can answer prayer and bring things back.
Well, two things come to mind, and I agree with you. And Billy, thanks for calling and sharing your own testimony and your own concerns. So, one is that as we get older, sometimes we don't like to get older, but as we get older and we see God work, that faith is the evidence of things not seen, but we actually see things. We've experienced where God has been faithful in our life, and we can talk about it. And then the other thing that comes to mind is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, that when you've experienced something like Billy has, you're able, according to Scripture, to comfort others wherewith the comfort you've been comforted. That's kind of awkward wording, but it means that you have a greater ability to reach that prodigal or former prodigal than someone who's not walked that path. And so you're an important person in that, but we got kind of cut off there a little bit earlier, but the idea that maybe our children can't hear us. I mean, they've heard us for how many years? We're still dad, or grandpa. And so you start praying that the Lord will send somebody else in their life. It doesn't matter who, anybody that's a believer. Could be a Christian program like this on the radio or TV. Could be a book. Could be, more likely, a relationship. And to get their attention, as long as they're still breathing, praise God, there's still hope.
Yeah, that's a tremendous thing for us to know. And Billy, we're so encouraged that you called us tonight. What ages are your prodigal children?
22 and 25.
Okay. Both male, one female, both female?
Male and female.
One of each. Okay.
Yes, one of and I think you're exactly right out of 1 Corinthians. And that's one thing that my wife and I really, that's part of our ministry in the church, is when people are mad at a family member or having problems with their prodigals or our prodigal, that's one of the ways that God's using us is to go back and talk. That communication, one of the things that Jesus taught us was relationships. And when we don't have communication, we don't have relationship. But if somebody's made you mad, go talk to them.
You know, that's a very important point, Billy, and also the fact, as you pointed out, that because you have been a prodigal and because you are relating to prodigals, you're in a position to relate to people and encourage and minister to people in the local church. And Rex, I just think that's a tremendous asset for Billy, the experiences that he's had, and again, tying back into that Corinthian passage. Rex, would you lead us in prayer for Billy and about these two prodigals?
I'd love to. Thank you. Father God, we thank you again that we come before you in prayer. Thank you to Billy for his commitment, his courage, and his faithfulness as a father. And though he's walked a path at times, like we all have, that is not in line with what your will is, we're grateful and glad, Lord, that he has turned back to you, that you've blessed him, that you have continued to work through his life, and now his testimony of hope and of truth and of grace and mercy. Pray that his son and daughter see that they see that he loves them, that he wants the best for them, of course, but the best thing that he could want for them is their relationship with the Lord, and to protect them and ask you to protect them now from things they can get themselves into. And that can make matters worse. But Lord, we ask you to bring them back to you. And if it's your providence that what we really need here is someone else to step into their lives, we pray that you send that person. Maybe you already have. They're already waiting. A fellow worker or another student or some relationship, somebody I come in contact with, that they just hear the right thing and the Spirit of God begins to call them back and work in their heart. Father, we thank you that we forever have hope as long as we are alive and breathing and that you're there and ready to receive. In Christ's name, I pray.
Amen. And Billy, we so appreciate hearing from you tonight and just the fact that God is using you to help others in your church family who are dealing with prodigals. That's a tremendous thing. We'll encourage our listening family to pray for you and your family in that regard. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
God bless. 855-586-5433. And Tim is listening in Texas tonight. Good evening, Tim. Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Tim Daniels. My son is Timothy Ryan Daniels. He's in prison right now. He's serving 10 years for armed robbery. Ever since he's been 15 years old, we've had him his whole life in private schools and Christian schools. And he's done nothing but seek after the gangster lifestyle. And my wife and I have prayed for him his whole entire life. And he just continues to seek after that. And I've told the Lord when we went to the court, and I had an attorney, and he was going to spend the rest of his life. We got him 10 years. And as they were taking my son out of the courtroom, he was cussing me and screaming, telling how he hated me. And I told him, I said, son, there's nothing you can ever do to strip my love from you.
Yeah.
No matter if you hate me, ever speak to me again, I'm going to always love you. And he said, you're not my father. I hate you. And I said, but I will always love you. And there's nothing you can do to turn my love away from you.
And you know what, Tim, your response to your son, even with what he's doing, was exactly what the father or the prodigal son did. In fact, Rex, there's a real sense in which what the prodigal son was saying to his dad was, Dad, I wish you were dead so that I could have the inheritance, so just go ahead and give it to me now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I certainly feel for you, Tim, and what you've experienced and walked through. It almost sounds like that there's some I know our own hearts can be exceedingly wicked, but it almost sounds like there's some demonic or other influence in his life.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who worked with men in a gospel rescue mission, and he told me a few years ago, he said, Rex, he said, these guys, they can't hear you. They're so deluded and completely overcome by sin, they can't hear the truth, even when you say it. But they have to hit the wall or they have to hit rock bottom, and rock bottom is different for different people. So it could be with your son, you know, 10 years in prison is an awful thing, but somewhere there, that rock bottom, pray for rock bottom.
Yeah.
And so you don't want your son to be hurt or something bad happen to him. None of us would want that, but whatever rock bottom is in God's providence, and at that point, and there is no hope, seemingly, there is hope. They can finally see it. That's what happened to the prodigal in this story. He's out with the pigs.
Yeah.
And finally, he started thinking about the truth.
And for a Jewish young man to be in a pig pen and eating the same food as pigs had to just be literally rock bottom. Tim, we are so glad that you called to share this with us and that you are continuing to pray and not giving up. Heavenly Father, I pray for this young man who is in rebellion against you and possibly under the influence of Satan and his demons. I pray that you would bring about a victory, a breakthrough, that even in prison, you would bring someone alongside this young man who could share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ with him, that he would come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that someday and possibly even soon, Lord, that Tim would hear back from this young man, and he would have the same attitude that the prodigal son had in Luke's gospel. They came running back to his father, and the father ran to him. We commit this to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tim, thank you for calling. calling us. God bless.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back on Encouragement Live after these important words.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. And the prodigal son came back to the father, and the father said, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." If you have a prodigal tonight, we'd be so glad to hear from you. 855-586-5433. Right now, the lines are full. And Mary is calling from Mississippi, listening over American Family Radio. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you for this program this evening, and I just wanted to share a testimony just for a brief minute. I was a prodigal daughter. My parents were Christians, and I knew about Jesus. I loved Jesus. I made a decision for Christ, and it was real. But as a young adult, I went down some wrong roads. I made some very sinful choices, and I was away from the Lord. There was a lady who knew more about me than I knew about myself at the time, and she told me about myself, and I didn't like it, and I got angry. And I basically, we were on the phone, I hung up on her, and it was basically, "I'll show you." But the last thing she said to me was, "I'm going to pray for you." She said, "I know where you're at, and I know what you're doing." And she must have really known how to pray, because it was probably less than a year. The Lord turned me around and got me on his path and on his track, and got me moving forward for him. And several years later, I met that lady in a meeting. We were in a meeting at a church to pray for revival. And when she heard me talking, she kept looking at me. And she said something. And I knew who she was. I did know who she was.
Yeah.
And after the meeting, we were able to talk, and she just told me that it meant so much to her that to know what the Lord had done. And she's gone home to heaven now, but she prayed for me, and I just thank God. I really do.
And God answered prayer in such a great way, Mary. What a story. Rex, I know that does your heart good as well to hear how God worked there and gave confirmation to that lady of the value of her prayers.
Absolutely. I heard another similar story today from an individual I don't know, but he related something about a young woman who shared something with him 40 years ago. And he never saw her again, but within a year, same as this story here, he had come to Christ. And that whole trajectory was life-changed by what that young woman had shared with him. And that's what I mean about sending someone else. Pray God send someone else into our prodigal relationships, sons, daughters, whoever, into their lives, because maybe they just are refused to hear us. As you said, you got angry and rejected not only the truth, but the bearer of the truth. Or the gentleman who called a little bit ago, and his son is angry and in prison. But somebody else is there. God hasn't forgotten them. And I think that's part of the glorious nature of this parable and the truth that certainly Jesus has not forgotten.
And it's amazing now, and again, I go back to the passage in 2 Corinthians 1, the God of all encouragement encourages us in all our trouble so that we can encourage others who are in any trouble with the encouragement God has given us. Rex, would you lead us in prayer for Mary and maybe ask God to make her the catalyst for reaching other prodigals?
Father God, we thank you again that we can come before you in prayer. Thank you for Mary, for her Christian life, her testimony, for her walk of faithfulness now, for her concern for others, for her appreciation for that other older lady who prayed for her and shared many years ago. Thank you for that lady's testimony. Father, may we be that person like her, and that Mary can be that person now for someone else. And we pray, Lord, that the prodigals in our lives would be apparent to us, and that we can respond to them not in a judgmental and holier-than-thou way, but in a caring, compassionate way that shares truth and grace and mercy and hope in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Mary, so good to hear your story tonight, and what a powerful testimony that is. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless. 855-586-LIFE. And Bernadette is listening, I believe, in Michigan. Is that correct, Bernadette?
Yes, this is correct.
Thank you. Go ahead. Glad to hear from you tonight.
Thank you for taking my call and for bringing up this subject. It has been really dear to my heart and very painful. I grew up in France and in a Christian home, but I rebelled as a teenager, young adult, and I became a prodigal, and this is when I met my husband. And the Lord brought me to the United States, and I know that's really where I found him. I love him so much now. I came to this country and found the Lord, and so I have changed greatly to loving the Lord. But I'm still married to my husband, who's still a prodigal, and it's make the relationship very difficult because I love the Lord, and my husband is the same way as when I met him. We have been married now for 37 years, and I have changed, and he hasn't. And as I get closer to retirement, it's causing a lot of anxiety in me because I really want to follow the Lord, and I've been praying for him to come to the Lord for now, you know, really.
Well, I'm so encouraged, Bernadette, that we can share your burden to pray for your husband. And what an amazing thing that God would bring you back to the Lord as a teenage prodigal. Rex, again, another account of the grace of God and yet an urgent need for this husband to come to Christ.
Well, I admire you, Bernadette, for sharing. And I'm speaking to you from somewhere else in Michigan, by the way. Admiring you for your faithfulness and your concern spiritually for your husband and the good marriage that you've all had. Praise God for that. He certainly has seen the truth. He's seen the testimony all these years, and we continue to want to pray for him that he would respond. Because it's interesting when you think about how much you love him, God loves him even more. So he hasn't forgotten him. And though it looks like a long haul and it looks like it's hopeless, no, the Lord's still there. And you and others, I'm sure, are praying for him, and we'll pray for him too.
Yeah, and we want to pray for him tonight. Rex, would you lead us in prayer that this husband would come to the Lord, or if he's trusted Christ and gotten away, that he would come back to the Lord, and that Bernadette's long-term prayer request would be answered?
Father, I pray tonight that you would hear Bernadette's heart, the plea of her heart for this one who means most to her. Lord, you brought them together. You've given them a life together, your providence, and how you have walked beside them. And he may or may not be aware of that, but we pray that he would become aware, that the Spirit of God would draw him to you. And again, whether it's through Bernadette's specific statement or just her faithfulness and her love and her attitude, or somebody else, maybe another male friend who's a believer, but Lord, we know that you can reach him. And if he really does know you, you can bring him back to you. Or maybe if he doesn't, that he'd come to know you as Lord and Savior. We thank you again that we can pray in faith believing. We know you desire to see Bernadette's husband come to you. And we know, Lord, that's yet possible. And so we give him to you and ask you to protect him physically and spiritually in every way, in Christ's name.
Amen. Bernadette, thank you for sharing your story with us tonight. So good to hear from you.
Thank you so much God for listening to me.
Yes,
God bless. Thank you for praying.
Yes, God bless. So good that we've been able to talk about this subject tonight, Rex. And as we come down to the end of the program, I can't help thinking that this would be an opportunity for us to share the good news of the Savior who has reached out to every one of us. Because in a sense, Romans 3:23 says that we are all prodigals in that we've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And because of that, we need a Savior who came to die for us on the cross and who rose again from the dead. Talk to us about that, if you will.
Well, we all think that it's possible to be hopeless, and in our own human devices, we are hopeless. But there is the truth of the Scripture, of the Gospel. There is the power of God. We've heard it testified tonight in some of these folks who have been prodigals and now walking with the Lord. So if that can happen with them, it can happen with Bernadette's husband and these prodigal children. They're not beyond reach, and we just continue to pray that the Lord will draw them, as I said, to himself. And I know that can be done because I've seen the Lord work in lots of other ways, seen him work in my life. I know that it can be done, it will be done, and that's the one in whom we put our faith, is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. No question about that. And friend, tonight, if you have sensed that you have not yet come to the place in your life where you're absolutely sure that you've trusted the Savior, will you admit to the Lord in prayer right now, Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. I believe you died for me and rose again, and I'm placing my trust in you as my personal Savior. And if you would make that your prayer tonight, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me through the website, encouragementlive.org, and you can reach out to Rex through sat7usa.org. And I want to encourage all of you to check out the website about Sat7, find out what they're doing to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ and how they're supporting and encouraging the underground church in so many places in the Middle East and North Africa, and programming in such a way that the gospel can get through to people. Again, that's sat7usa.org. Rex, always a joy to have you on the program.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless, friend, and thank you for joining us. For all of us, thank you for being with us on Encouragement Live.